great start for you. Falcons, second place. Coach, once again, a little bit of a delay yesterday because of the weather, but your kids really played well, had a great day. You're hoping to continue that right into day two, aren't you?
Yeah, we actually got to the course at normal time for our tee times and then had to sit for about 2 hours before they let us go. But we ended up playing really well considering all that was going. It was a downpour still for about our first four holes for each of them. So played pretty good and shot a good team score.
But as you've told me many, many times, that the weather didn't bother you. But I'm sure having a lot of rain up there really kind of made things a little soggy on that course, didn't it?
Yeah, this time was a little worse than what we normally see. So it was a downpour. Kids were out in their rain gear and layered up. But we ended up actually getting off to a pretty good start through our first four holes. So, I mean, I think we're mentally a little more prepared for that. But it ended up getting really nice towards the end of the day.
You're right there in a battle with Overton. You kind of mentioned Overton, Loomis, a couple of teams that you know pretty well. They're right up there in the thick of things with your team. And what a second-day battle this should be.
Yeah, it's going to be a really tight race. Somebody's going to probably win this thing by one stroke. It was pretty interesting. That's our D4 district was us, Loomis, and Overton again. At the state meet, we're sitting there 1, 2, and 3, and it's just kind of fun to see that, you know, we came out of the toughest district, and our district is representing, and we shot that 339, which I thought 340 was going to be pretty close, and I was pretty right with that one. So they shot 336 for Overton, so we're 3 back, and Loomis was right there, too, with 341, so we're all going to be fighting it out today, and a lot of our pairings are together, so we'll know right where we're at all day.
Nice opening by Jack Baker. Boy, he comes around with a 77 on day one. That's pretty good, isn't it?
That was a really good round. He actually started out his day with a lip-out bogey and kind of, you know, never know how it's going to go from there, and had a lost ball in there on that 77, so there's 3 strokes that he kind of wishes he had back. It's pretty amazing when you only shoot 5 over that you can come up with 3 shots that you could get back pretty fast. And just kind of watched him climb the leaderboard all day, and it was nice to watch him go to bed sitting in 4th, and we'll see how he reacts and plays today.
Well, golden opportunity, Adam, no question. State championship waiting out there for you. It's going to be fun to watch these kids perform, isn't it?
It's everything we talked about all year long, so you know, give ourselves a chance. Actually, I was talking to Coach Weimer last night, and we both were kind of comfortable not being in the lead because I don't know how we'd sleep overnight with that. So we're pretty happy to be chasing today and still maybe not have all the pressure that, you know, an Overton does at the top. And we can kind of sit back and make our move, hopefully, on the back.